Hello and welcome to another episode of the Cypherma Research Podcast. In today's episode, we will talk about a critical security concern that has recently surfaced in the cybersecurity landscape, the active exploitation of the vulnerability CVE-2024-3400. Cypherma combines cyber intelligence with attack surface discovery and digital risk protection to deliver early warning, personalized, contextual, outside-in, and multi-layered insights. We have built the next generation of AI-powered threat intelligence platform called External Threat Landscape Management, ETLM, to provide cyber defenders with the hacker's view to help clients prepare for impending attacks. Cypherma is headquartered in Singapore with offices in Japan, India, the US, and the EU. Customers include both governments as well as Fortune 500 companies across manufacturing, financial services, retail, industrial products, natural resources, and pharmaceutical industries. Palo Alto Networks recently uncovered CVE-2024-3400, a vulnerability in their PAN-OS software, which has been exploited by threat actor UTAO-218 through a sophisticated two-stage attack. This flaw allowed unauthorized command execution on vulnerable devices, posing a significant risk to organizations relying on Palo Alto Networks infrastructure. But that's not all. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, promptly added CVE-2024-3400 to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog, underlining the urgency for organizations to address this issue swiftly. Our investigation has revealed a startling figure. Over 64,000 publicly accessible PAN-OS devices may be susceptible to this flaw. This widespread vulnerability highlights the critical need for organizations to understand, mitigate, and address emerging threats effectively. The active exploitation of this vulnerability poses a significant data breach risk, with reports suggesting the sale of sensitive data on underground forums. Immediate patching is crucial to address the vulnerability and prevent potential compromises. This vulnerability isn't limited by geography or industry. Organizations worldwide, spanning sectors such as software, manufacturing, and beyond, are at risk if they rely on Palo Alto Networks' PAN-OS software. Malicious actors may strategically target specific sectors based on the value of the data or services enabled by PAN-OS. Specifically, the vulnerability affects the Global Protect feature of Palo Alto Networks' PAN-OS software, used for remote access to enterprise networks. Versions including PAN-OS 11.1, PAN-OS 11.0, and PAN-OS 10.2 are susceptible, making it crucial for organizations to assess their systems and apply patches immediately. In conclusion, the discovery of CVE-2024-3400 underscores the ever-evolving nature of cybersecurity threats. By staying vigilant, understanding vulnerabilities, and implementing robust mitigation measures, organizations can safeguard their digital assets and infrastructure against malicious actors. To read the full report, please visit cypherma.com/research. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the podcast, and we'll see you soon with another research topic. This is the Cypherma research team signing off.